Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the epistle appointed for this weekend. In Jesus' name, my dear Christian friends. There is a pattern that is very common in many occupations or professions. It is the idea of apprenticeship or shadowing, training people by watching what others are doing and how they do it. You see it in the medical field. You see it with electricians or plumbers or carpenters. You even see it in teachers, with student teachers and as we know, pastors with the vicarage. This is a good thing. Such training is a good thing. Sad to say, there is a negative illustration, or maybe many negative illustrations, but a particular negative illustration of this concept in our world. I'm thinking of the extreme example of the terrorists who are actually training people to do evil. That there are people who are actually being trained not to bring good and wholesome things to life, but rather to bring destruction and damage, to bring injury and killing. It's hard for us even to comprehend that people would have such an ugly and terrible view of life, that instead of bringing beauty to life and joy to life and appreciating life, would actually be striving to bring chaos, terror, and fear to people's lives. Where does this come from? Where does such ugliness come from? I believe it is clearly of the devil. Jesus was speaking with people who said, "Abraham is our father," but Jesus said to them, "You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." I won't give him all the credit, but much of the evil in our world is from the evil one, Satan. He is putting in people's hearts to murder innocent people. He is putting in people's hearts the lie that this is right and good, because he is a liar. Lord, deliver us from the attacks of the evil one and turn the hearts of those who are being trained to do evil. But we need to bring this closer to home and not just look outside of ourselves, but look within and realize that our walk through life may take us on wrong paths. We are tempted to walk in the path of those, as St. Paul says, whose mind is set on earthly things. Who is training us how to live? Whose pattern are we following? Is it those who are enemies of the cross of Christ, as Paul says? Are we being trained by those who think God's word and God's view are old-fashioned? Are we following in the path and pattern of those who have an earthly God who satisfies earthly pleasures? Are we following in the path and pattern of those who glory in what they should be ashamed of? What pattern are we following? O Holy Spirit, help us to repent and turn away from the paths of evil and follow the living way of Jesus. It is important for us to listen to these words from St. Paul. But our citizenship is in heaven. The pattern we are to follow is heavenly. The pattern we are to follow is the guidance that God gives us from His Word. Here's the pattern God wants us to follow. I'm going to share three things with you. First of all, the pattern is Jesus Himself. Our text tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ will ultimately transform us to be like Himself. On the last day, St. Paul says, our lowly body will become like His, Jesus, glorious body. However, God wants Jesus to be the one who transforms us not just in eternity, but here and now on earth. He wants us to be trained, patterned after Jesus now in our lives. And so in Romans 8, for example, we read, God wants us to be conformed to the image of His Son. Peter says we are to follow in Jesus' steps, 1 Peter 2. Jesus' message to His disciples, follow me, was something new and unique in Jesus' day. It wasn't following an organization. It wasn't following an institution with certain rules and regulations. It was following a person who was giving a whole new pattern for living, a whole new pattern for how to act, how to live, how to speak, how to behave. What was that pattern? Matthew 20. Whoever would be great among you must be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. And Paul tells us, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. We are to pattern our life after His self-giving love. However, this is more than just a pattern for us. The death of Jesus is not so much a pattern for our lives as it is the power for our lives. For it is Jesus' death on the cross that moves us to desire to love and serve Him and one another. Again, St. Paul in 2 Corinthians 5. He died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for Him who for their sake died and was raised. There's power in this pattern. This is the first thing, that we are to pattern our lives after Jesus. Secondly, the pattern God provides is fellow believers. And this gets us into our epistle, our text today, when St. Paul says, brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. It is one of the reasons that we have sponsors or godparents in our church so that they can provide a pattern of Christian living for children after baptism. It is God's desire that we give an example or a pattern not only to children, but to us individually, as adults, person to person, that we can pattern our lives after fellow believers. The only way that St. Paul could say such a thing, follow me, is if he first of all was himself following Jesus. We don't follow people just to be following people, but we follow them because they have, in fact, made a decision themselves to follow Jesus. And so if someone says, follow me, we first of all need to know that they are following Jesus. And are we, by our lives, providing a pattern that is Christ-like for others to follow? And thirdly, finally, our heavenly pattern is to be shown in the Christian home and family. Parents, do not treat your children in such a way as to make them angry. Instead, raise them with Christian discipline and instruction. Ephesians 6. St. Paul said of Timothy, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you. That is God's desire in the home, that there be a pattern from parents to children, that we raise our children in a way that is Christ-following and God-fearing. It's a challenge for us as parents, a challenge for us as grandparents, to consider our attitudes, to consider our conduct, our way of speaking, so that our children and grandchildren see and hear how it is that Christ followers live. The last verse of our text provides the enabling power for us to carry out this challenging task. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord. May we stand firm in the Lord, so that we are enabled to provide a pattern, a heavenly pattern, for those around us in our lives. To God be the glory. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing our offertory. Please stand.